Monday morning, I go by the name of Corey Mack, and this is your Weekend Rewind. Oh, Monday morning. Let me just say something, man. It is 8 a.m. in the morning, and it is hot as hell outside. Yo, you know summer's coming to an end when every single day from here on out is like between 101 and 104. Man, I'm hoping this heat breaks soon. But like I've said before on this Weekend Rewind, man, I'm a summer baby, so I'm sad to see the summer go. It's like a hate-love kind of relationship. I hope that y'all had yourselves a great weekend. Me kept it pretty chill. I celebrated my one-year wedding anniversary on Saturday. And me and the wifey, we kept it kind of chill. We went and had a nice dinner. But, you know, we got some things planned for our anniversary, like going to see the Pats drop that sixth banner in Foxborough September 8th or 9th. One of those. I don't know. It's against the Steelers. So that's what we're going to be doing for our anniversary, man. So, you know, kept it a little chill this weekend so we could enjoy ourselves out there in Beantown, baby. But not too much that happened over the weekend. So, yo, let's just jump right into it. Ricky Rose, Rick Ross, we've been waiting, and he came through in the clutch. He dropped his 10th studio album, Port of Miami 2, 15 tracks. This is only 13 years after he dropped the original Port of Miami. We've been waiting for some new Rose for a while now, man. I think his last album dropped in 2017. Yeah, it was about time that we got this. Like I said, 15 tracks, features from Wale, Gunplay, Summer Walker, Dej Loaf, Swizz Beatz, Meek Mill, Nipsey Hussle, Tiana Taylor, Jeezy, Ball Greasy, YFN Lucci, A Boogie, Denzel Curry, and I like these last three right here. John Legend, Lil Wayne, and Drake. Now, the Drake track you had already heard, Gold Roses. John Legend and Lil Wayne on Maybach Music 6. Fire. Absolute fire, man. Production from the classics. Rick Ross's go-to men. Justice League, Street Runners, Just Blaze. You know when Ross gets on one of those beats, whoo, it's when he's in his bag. The big thing everybody was looking forward to on this album, Ross had revealed about a week or two ago that he planned to get Pusha T and Lil Wayne on a track together, pretty much trying to squash all the past beef. There's some beef that originates from the early 2000s between Pusha and Lil Wayne. I don't know what the deal is with them anymore. Now Pusha's got serious beef with Drake, which is pretty much Lil Wayne's prodigy. So I don't know what happened with that, but we did not get the Pusha T and Lil Wayne together on Maybach Music 6. Some were saying that Pusha's verse contained a couple shots at Drake, but Ross had dropped by a Hot 97 to talk about the album on Friday and commented saying that he left the Pusha verse off because of timing. I don't really know what that means. No matter what, man, Maybach Music 6, oh, that's my ish. Gold Roses with Drake, another dope track. My other favorite on this album, Bogus Charms with Meek Mill. Yup, solid album, man. You know what Ross is going to give us every single time. And it's funny because all I've been talking about all of 2019 is, yo, where's these damn albums at? We've been hearing about these albums for like the past year, year and a half. And finally, we are getting them. Y'all go grab Rick Ross's Port of Miami 2. Other things to look forward to, Young Thug's going to be dropping So Much Fun, his next project this Friday. And Post Malone is dropping his third album in September. He made the announcement during a Bud Light live performance this past week. And he previewed a brand new track, Circles, on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last week as well. We know what Post Malone's going to give us. Nothing but hits. If it's anything like the last album, you're not going to be pushing the skip button one bit when you listen to Post Malone's new album. Last but not least, the album that we are really looking forward to, that I'm really looking forward to out of anybody, is The Weeknd's Chapter 6. Now, it's been a little quiet. The Weeknd back in like April was posting a bunch of pictures of him kind of in the studio up in New York teasing things, but then everything went dry. Now, all of a sudden, check this out. The Weeknd and Bella Hadid have reportedly broken up. But yo, this is the best thing that could happen for fans, because we all know what happens when The Weeknd gets into a breakup mode. Oh man, you about to get some fire ass music. Also, a billboard popped up in Toronto saying EXO, where dreams come true. I don't know what that's hinting at, but a lot of people have been saying that the word dream has been tied to EXO recently a lot, and it's being posted everywhere. Last but not least, Abel took to IG last week, posted a quick little selfie with the caption, album mode, full effect. Oh man, I'm telling y'all, best thing that can happen is breaking up with Bella, getting into his bag, and dropping this damn Chapter 6. So far, the only things we've heard from The Weeknd all year long, we've heard Lost in the Fire with Gasopolstein, Power is Power with SZA and Travis Scott, that was the Game of Thrones track, and Price on My Head, which was on Nav's Bad Habits album. We need music. That's all we need, man. We need that Weeknd album. Post Malone's going to be great in September. Young Thug, we'll see what comes of it. I really love Young Thug's feature on Goodbyes with Posty, man. Solid track. And no matter what, y'all go grab that brand new Rick Ross album, Port of Miami 2. That's it for my Weeknd Rewind. Like always, man, y'all have yourselves a great week. Stay safe out there. And above all, y'all stay cool out there.